That's Hudson Valley Mornings traffic. And right here on Hudson Valley Mornings, we've got State Senator Rob Rollison on the air with us to talk about, you might have heard about it in the news, everybody, the Newburgh Social Security office just sort of abruptly closing without really any warning or notice. And lots of folks went there and all they were greeted with was like a sign in the window that said closed and rerouting you to another location in Wallkill. And it really seems to be an issue. And we've got the senator on the line with us to talk about this. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Good morning, Rose. It's good to be with you. And you just really accurately described what has happened to the Social Security office in the city of Newburgh.
And do we know why they just abruptly closed this facility?
We don't. My understanding is that, you know, potentially, again, you know, this is just talking to other individuals. This is something that may have been in the works for a while, you know, moving from Newburgh to another location. And obviously, you know, we didn't know about it. The public didn't know about it. We received an email from Senator Gillibrand's office, and I appreciate them, you know, sending that email out. I assume to all the, you know, elected representatives on their email list and possibly others, good for them to do that, saying that it was closing. And this was on Thursday of last week. We talked to Congressman Ryan's office, and the congressman and I sent a letter to the Social Security Administration saying, hey, you know, what gives here? You close abruptly with no warning, and then making it, you know, making matters worse, Rose, is that they say you've got to go to, it's 85 Crystal Run Road, mm-hmm. actually in the town of Wallkill, you know, right outside the city of Middletown. And that office, you go there, and that's not open.
Right.
And they say to you, you got to go to Peekskill or Poughkeepsie.
I mean, and the office on the Crystal Run Road location, they had some kind of computer problem. So it was the same thing. It wasn't like it was, you know, you got there. You didn't know till you got there. Because
right.
I understand
right.
also that even if you were to do like a Google and go there, it said that the facilities were open. So that in itself is a mess. And then,
yeah.
like you said, you've got people who are able to travel. It's like 30 miles from the Newburgh location, right, to the Wallkill location.
Sure.
And or 30 miles, 30 minutes, whatever. But that's not easy not easy for everybody with limited transportation.
No,
right?
Not at all. And this morning, I Googled Social Security Office Newburgh,
oh, no.
and that's the first thing that pops up. And it says that it's closed and it'll open at 9 a.m. This is in the city of Newburgh. You've got to scroll down through, you know, the various things about the Social Security Administration in Newburgh till you see an article that says it abruptly closed and it's in Wallkill and it's still not open as of yesterday in Wallkill. There was a notice on the door that said it was opening this morning, so we'll see if that's the case. And, you know, and to your point, you know, not everybody obviously does not have access to cars. I mean, I know during my time as mayor of the city of Poughkeepsie, there was a statistic that was used to say that, you know, 25% of the individuals in the city of Poughkeepsie don't have access to vehicles, mm-hmm. which means they've either got to go to places using other types of transportation, could be going on foot to some of the places within the city. And I dare say that number is the same mm-hmm. in the city of Newburgh. It has to be. And how are those folks going to get there? Are they going to, you know, is there public transportation that's going to be able to, you know, get them there in a timely manner? Are they going to have to Uber it, you know, get a ride from somebody else, or are they just not going to be able to go at all? So it's really, it's frustrating that they're moving from a location where access is so important to a suburb of the city of Middletown, which is just not accessible for everybody.
It's
maddening.
It's like not even in the same area. So, Congressman Ryan and you have, you know, kind of joined forces. I saw the letter. Can you tell us, you know, some of the things that you're asking for, and have you heard back from them yet?
We haven't. I think the most important thing that we're asking for, besides an explanation, and you know, whether that'll be forthcoming or not, is what are they going to do to keep access available to residents of the city of Newburgh and that core Newburgh area? You know, are they planning on doing, you know, say mobile office hours like the congressman does and I do? We have staff in different communities at different times so they don't have to come to the district office in the town of Poughkeepsie or travel to Albany, which is obviously not an option for a lot of people to be able to talk to myself and Senate staff. So that to me is really one of the more important things. So what are you going to do for the residents of the city of Newburgh?
Senator, it's John Roberts here for just a moment. I have a question, and I don't know the answer, and that's why I wanted to figure out. Is the office in Middletown, the one that that we're sending people to now, is that an existing office, or is this a brand new office?
No, it's in a commercial building. To your point, John, it is a brand new Social Security office. The Social Security offices in our area have been Newburgh, Poughkeepsie, Peekskill. So they've closed the Newburgh office. It's closed now, and they are now telling people to access the Social Security Administration in, say, Orange County. You got to go to Walk Hill.
Oh wow! Okay.
So I also heard, Senator, that your office is going to be assisting residents in the meantime with some of their, claims and such. So can you let us know how they would go about getting in touch or, having you guys help out
sure.
with that?
Yeah, they can, they can call our district office in the town of Poughkeepsie. And, the staff will be able to say, okay, and do what we can do on our end. And that number, Rose, is 845-229, and I'm going to just get the rest of it here, and it's 0106, so it's 845-229-0106, and we will do what we can do to see, and also if individuals need assistance in finding out whether the place is open in good directions, we're there to help.
All right. Well, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us this information. And would you keep us updated if and when you hear back? We'd love to know what the outcome of that is.
Sure. We will do that. And as soon as we get some concrete information from Social Security especially, I think the most important thing is having some access point in the city of Newburgh at certain times, at certain days, because it's just not fair, because people just, it's not easy to get from one place to another, especially for members of the community that just don't have good access to transportation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you do and for joining us this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Enjoy being on with you. Thanks for asking.
Thank you. Bye-bye.